from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Today is National Radio Day.
I like it.
Do you consider yourself a radio guy?
Yes. A decade? Yes, I'm a radio guy.
Right? I mean, you're a radio guy.
Yeah, 100%.
Lana, you're a radio guy, right?
100%.
I mean, really, did you have any job out of college other than radio? Are you really a lifelong radio guy?
Day I graduated FIU, I was hired by WQM. The day, I remember.
Wow.
I worked other jobs before, but day I graduated college, radio. I was going to go to law school, put it on hold. I said, I'll go chase the dream, and here
you
I am.
You were going to go to law school?
I was already studying for the LSAT.
You really are delusional. You really are delusional. You're delusional in your sports exploits. You are delusional in everything. You were going to law school?
Was studying for the LSAT, was going to get into FIU law, and I'd probably be making...
You got waitlisted at UCF.
And I barely graduated FIU, but guess what, brother? When I put my mind to something, I normally fall short. I'm not going to lie.
Wow. You... You could have been the ticket wizard.
Yeah, I was going to be a doctor till this football thing worked out.
Yeah, that's wild. You were going to go to law school. What about you, Jimmy? Jimmy, are you a radio guy?
Yes, I am.
Yeah, I think you are as well.
Yeah, when I was in college, I did an internship with 790.
Oh, yeah. Jimbo Slice.
Yes, Jimbo Slice.
They used to call him Jimbo Slice.
I like that.
They did, Jimbo Slice.
I didn't even know that. I call you Jimbo all the time.
Yeah, Jimbo Slice. Well, today is National Radio Day. We're going to talk about that throughout the show. Gino Toretta is going to join us today. He leaves tomorrow for Dublin because the FSU Georgia Tech game is in Dublin on Saturday. He's got the call of it on his touchdown radio. But he's a radio guy as well, not just play-by-play like for Touchdown Radio, but he used to do a talk show here on QAM. Yeah. And I think if we have time today, we had a great radio conversation several years ago with Tree, our engineer, about the old days of 560 QAM, because he's been here for every single moment of it. We were at Twin Peaks. And he talked about, you know, the early days with Eddie Kay, Eddie Kaplan, and so on and so forth. And I happen to love radio. I do. And today's National Radio Day. I'm a lifelong radio guy. And I enjoy talking radio and celebrating radio. And yes, it is very different. I'm sure even in the 10 years you've been here, Crowder, radio is very different. Ooh. When I got into it, and I graduated UM in 91. Radio was very different in 1991 than it is in 2024.
How many years have we been together? About eight?
Yeah.
That's when radio changed for me, when I got a hold of this Hawkman character.
Well, we've had a good run, no question.
Before that, I was talking about percentage block rates of the guards, and it's different now.
You know, we talked about yesterday, speaking of radio and kind of inside, behind the curtain, Solana. We were talking yesterday on the show. You were off yesterday because it was the day after a vacation. You always take that off. Mm-hmm. We were talking about missing podcast downloads and how our numbers have gone down. And we came to this conclusion that it really started to drop off when Jimmy was added to the show. Have you thought about that angle?
I have, actually. Okay. I have. And truthfully, I'll take it a step further. That started happening not when Jimmy was added to the show, but more specifically when you gave Jimmy all of the power to choose the music. So, Jimmy, I don't blame you. I blame Hawk, who knew you'd pander to him.
I've done this to myself?
Right. Who knew you'd pander to him with the music selection, because that's what you do. You're a panderer. And
you would make a good attorney.
I think it's very much worth, at the very least, investigating a bit here. Because, listen, we all love Duran Duran, but nobody wants to listen to Duran Duran every single day for 4 hours.
Well, Solana, who's our gatekeeper of this show? Because, like, we just let Jimmy M gung-ho and just let him on. He could be a double agent.
Kind of what you guys did with me, though, right? Like, I just took over for Flaro, and anybody with a mic, just go ahead. You have something to add? Go ahead.
Solana was a double agent for Big O, but we flipped the double agent into a triple agent.
I met Solana the first day he worked with us. I was like, nice to meet you. You go by Alex, anyway, right?
We will celebrate National Radio Day today. I will ask you again. I asked you yesterday. Download the podcast. If you don't have the Audacy app, please download the Audacy app. It's AUDACY and in the app stores. And then favorite our show, and on Apple Podcasts or wherever you get your podcast, if you can make sure you are subscribed to the Hawkman and Crowder show, and even better, automatic downloads, that would be great. I will admit to you, Solana, I admitted to Crowder and Jimmy yesterday during the show, I was not subscribed to the Hawkman and Crowder show on Apple Podcasts, nor was I downloading the show. I didn't have it favorited on the Audacy app, but I took care of all that yesterday. But we're asking everyone who listens, even if you don't listen to the podcast, help us out, because something happened. Something weird happened where we went from like 3 million. This is funny. You want to talk about how radio has changed over the course of the years that I've been in radio? There were no podcasts. If you wanted to listen to radio, you listened when the host was on. And that's it.
So old.
And nobody, we replay stuff. Nobody did that. No one. Neil Rogers. Neil Rogers would do a little bit of that. Neil Rogers would play some of his best of stuff, and he would come out with a best of CD every now and then. But man, like, the way people listen today, it's very different. You can get your, like, there are so many different delivery mechanisms for what you want to hear nowadays that it's almost mind-boggling. But back in the day, like, you wanted to hear Neil Rogers for 4 hours, you listened when Neil Rogers was on the air, and the ratings reflected that. Same thing in television. Radio doesn't work that way anymore. We still get ratings. Our ratings are through the roof, but it's different. It's not like it used to be, because the reason I'm so concerned about the podcast numbers is because that's what the company's concerned about.
Yeah. And it's weird because you say that, because I was told, it's like when I got into radio, I had, I don't have any degrees. I had a crash course, and people were telling me every segment's a new segment. Don't say, like I said before, because there's different listeners. Like, I got this crash course. But the thing is, if we know the segment is good, why wouldn't we bless somebody else with that segment? Right. Where I did. So it's 13 years. We're eight. So I was on radio 5 years before Hawkman and Crowder, and I have never replayed anything in 5 years until I got on this show.
People go, oh, it's so lazy. You've played that. You know what? We did a segment. It was funny. We've played it 6 times over the course of 8 years. You know what I mean? Like, people are in their car. A lot of people listen to radio very leisurely. Some people listen, they're in tune, they look forward to this 4 hours every day, or if they can listen for 2 hours, they listen for 2 hours. But a lot of people, it's very casual, and you want them to hear some of the funnier or best stuff that you've done, because why not?
And you might have rubbed off on me, but I don't. When people say that, because some people do say that, like, yeah, man, you know, y'all replay those segments and all. I say, hey, who's your favorite artist? Whatever they say. Jay-Z. I say, what's your favorite song? 99 Problems. I said, have you listened to 99 Problems once?
Right.
That makes sense. I said, okay, so leave me the hell alone, Jack. Get the hell out of my face. I'm eating wings.
I was taught kind of early on in talk radio, treat it a little bit like you do music radio. I mean, when I got into music radio, I interned in Chicago, B96, which is a station that our company now owns. But when I interned, it was 1990 or 89 at B96. MC Hammer, You Can't Touch This. I think it was You Can't Touch This. Maybe it was Pray or something. I don't know. But we played it every 40 minutes. Mm-hmm. Like, it was on the log every 40 minutes. And the reason is people like to hear what's good or what they like. And the same thing can be true for talk radio. It's just the reality of it. If I know that today is National Radio Day and we have a good segment that we did about radio, why should I try to replicate it or read you an Ask Ira column when I know there's something really good and interesting that you'll enjoy? I kind of try to think of ourselves as the cruise director. Solana just got off a cruise, but as the cruise director for the next 4 hours. And maybe we'll have new excursions, or maybe we'll tell you about an excursion we did once before that was great. But I happen to love radio. I think people who listen to radio, they know that radio is like the most special medium out there, I think. Because even unlike podcasts, you go into a studio. I mean, you know it with the Pivot. Go into a studio, you don't feel that same thing because you know no one's consuming it live at that moment. You know what I mean?
Yep.
There's just a different feeling when you're taping something to be released later versus when you're doing it and it's live in that moment and there are thousands of people consuming it live at that moment. I love that. That's one of the things I love about radio.
Yeah. That thought was, I used to think about, I'm just, honestly, my mind is I'm talking to y'all three. But when I first got in radio, I would really think about, man, there's people all over the place in South Florida. Listen to this right now. Let me not sound silly. Then I got with y'all and sounding silly kind of doesn't matter
anymore.
That
was the idea. Yeah, the idea was to sound silly.
But
I love live radio. You can react to it. Yesterday, we're doing the show. Savon Ahmed gets released by the Dolphins. Did you know that, Solana? Because you were on a cruise.
I did. I did see that yesterday.
That's your guy.
The over-under hawk tells everybody you're on a cruise in the first segment.
Oh, 19.
Oh, my God. I mean, this guy goes on a two-day cruise and misses the next day of work. It's unbelievable.
What was wrong? So I got to know.
No, there was nothing wrong. I took off Monday. I took off Friday. I took off Monday. You guys knew that. We talked about it. We joked about it on Friday.
No one knew that you were off Monday. No one knew.
Everybody knew that I was off Monday.
No one knew. And Jimmy, what did you say yesterday? I said to Dan, is Solana signing in to do the show? And Dan said, I believe so. And I said, is he doing headlines? And he said, yeah, I would guess so. And then you just never showed up.
But Dan and I have had this planned for like 2 months. Where he was going to cover me on Friday and on Monday. We talked about it on this show on Friday when we recorded the first 2 hours. I even made the joke. I said, I'll see you guys Tuesday. And you said, yeah, because you'll be in the ER Monday. I said, no, I have the day off Monday already. And you guys laughed.
No, you made the joke, I'll see you Tuesday, because we knew we'd see you Monday. It's not a joke if you were actually going to see us Tuesday.
Well, that was the plan. I don't know what you guys want me to do. Maybe read the emails I send. I don't know what else to tell you. I had Friday and so Monday off.
You got sick on the little cruise?
No, I'm good. I feel great.
You got a little cruisy sick?
What happened in that little stateroom?
Hey.
That indoor state, that interior stateroom.
What happened in that closet with the bed?
Hey, come on.
Funny.
from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines Gel Flex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
In honor of National Radio Day, you will be hearing this plenty today.
One of the biggest blowouts I remember. Is my cat in here? No, I can swear I just saw a cat run to the studio and touch you.
You got problems, bro.
I remember, no, I just thought I saw a cat. I don't know how that would be a problem. I just didn't see the cat.
What's his name?
I don't know. My cat's Nova. I didn't know if it was my cat or not. If I mispronounce my cat, I do apologize.
That is radio. That doesn't happen on podcasts because it's not live. That's radio. That's why I love radio. That moment with John Renshaw and Alex Dono is why I love radio.
This only happens on football radio broadcasts.
Is my cat here?
What's his name?
I don't know. My cat's Nova. I don't know if it's my cat or not. If I mispronounce my cat's name, I do apologize.
DBJ really trying to get into character on that one.
I don't know.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them... Yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center... Keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.